And welcome to the Sportscast, March 19th, 2019. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, Periscope, and iTunes. And if you are on iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. Visit us at thesportscast.net. March Madness 2019 is here. Selection Sunday was on Sunday, this Sunday, and the brackets are getting filled. The ESPN is almost to 8 million brackets filled out. Anyways, to join us for our March Madness specialist, Ryan Krista, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thank you, Santiago. It is the best time of year, isn't it?
You know, I cannot say that in my end. I know I would say for me is the NFL playoffs. That is pretty much the best time of the year. But for you, is it?
I'd probably tell you that too, but there's each season has its, you know, each sport has its climax, you know, as a, you know, huge college basketball enthusiast, you know, Selection Sunday and the brackets coming out and the excitement. But in these couple of days of anticipation, you know, are wonderful, you know, and now, I mean, we can only hope the games live up to it, and, you know, we'll see if we can find a national championship here in the next 3 weeks.
You know, it's interesting because I guess the default winner is Duke, but obviously there are some dark horses in the past. But let's get into the March Madness bracket. I'm definitely have my own predictions. Actually, I'm probably going to pull up the ESPN one because I have it filled out. But, of course, you probably – I'll just name them out, and obviously you'll just say which team will win. And a quick update that Liberty is in the bracket for the first time in years. They're playing against Mississippi State, so definitely keep that in mind. All right.
Before I get started, let me just say this. You know, I'm proud to be a Liberty University graduate. You know, this team is a blue-collar, work hard, you know. They've grown up together. Most of this team has been here for 3 years plus. You know, they're not flashy. You know, they don't have a 20-point score, but, you know, everybody on the floor is a threat. They play ridiculously great defense. And they were rewarded with a 12 seed. You know, it just thinks that it's, you know, 3,000 miles away. And, you know, I'm not quite sure what type of fans, you know, fans will get out there in California. But, you know, basically, you know, instead of getting a 13 seed thing locally, probably that you're rewarded with a 12 seed. But, you know, I think a favorable matchup, a very inconsistent but talented and athletic Mississippi State team. I'll tell you later in my predictions, you know, who I want.
Yeah, who's going to win? I mean, yeah, well, I'm really eager to know. Let's start with the East.
Let's go for it.
Okay, let's go for Duke versus NDS or NCC. I'm not sure who those teams are. Sorry.
That would be North Carolina Central and North Dakota State University, more known for their FCS football power than basketball. But I'm really kind of cheering for North Carolina Central to win their first playing game because the little-known fact is that North Carolina Central and Duke are literally neighbors. They are closer than UNC Chapel Hill and Duke are. You know, it's literally, you know, a mile or two up the street is, you know, North Carolina Central. So that'll be a nice matchup to see these two teams play if it matches up.
So,
who wins between
Duke face NDS or NCC, will Duke beat them both, or think they'll have trouble with one of them?
They will have trouble with either of them.
Okay, so Duke is.
Yeah.
VCU, number 8, versus UCF.
You know, mid-major battle. I believe that one of the first appearances for UCF in the tournament, VCU comes in as an at-large after losing in the first round of the Atlantic 10 tournament. I guess, you know, the big, you know, thing with this game is that how well 7'6" center Taco Fall to UCF kind of throw his weight on, you know, not necessarily a scorer, but, you know, a great defender, rim protector, you know, led by coach's son, Johnny Dawkinson and BJ Taylor. I think UCF will win this game relatively close.
Okay, UCF wins. Ryan, to be honest, maybe on a few matchups, be a little bit more brief because I am on a time constraint here. So,
absolutely.
But like the certain games that you want to elaborate, so you know, choose wisely. Mississippi State versus Liberty.
Liberty.
Liberty. Okay. Well, which you could elaborate on this one. I know.
I think Mississippi State is extremely talented. They got three great athletic guards. You know, on paper, they win this game easy. But this Liberty team showed me so much, especially in that final against Lipscomb, which is, extremely talented team, to go into their raucous environment and go shot for shot with them. I feel like this is kind of a game where America is picking, Liberty to win. Can they hold up, or are they going to make a lot of betters a little unhappy? But I'm going to go with my, got to go with Liberty here.
Virginia Tech versus St. Louis.
They were a very talented team, underachieved, but got hot in the tournament. Virginia Tech gets their superstar, Justin Robinson, back, but I'm going Virginia Tech.
Maryland versus Bell or Tem?
I'm going to go, I think Belmont's going to win the playing game, and I think they're going to beat Maryland, so I'm going to go Belmont.
LSU versus Yale.
Yeah, LSU.
Wait, you picked Maryland, right?
No, I picked Belmont.
Okay, Belmont. Oh, okay, perfect. LSU versus Yale, you picked LSU. Louisville versus Minnesota.
I'll be quick on this, but San Diego, what an interesting matchup. Recently fired Rick Pitino's team places his son's team, Richard Pitino, in Minnesota, but Louisville is talented, and I think they'll win.
Louisville goes. Michigan State versus Bradley.
Michigan State.
Okay, let's go to the South, the Dirty South. Virginia versus Gardner-Webb.
Virginia gets the redemption after their first-round loss last year.
Right. Ole Miss versus Oklahoma.
Very entertaining 8-9 game. I think Ole Miss will win.
Ole Miss wins. Wisconsin versus the Oregon Ducks.
I think Oregon. I think they're hot. Underachieved all year, but I think they're playing good right now.
Team Nike wins. Kansas State versus UC Irvine.
Kansas State.
Villanova versus St. Mary.
Villanova.
Purdue versus Old Dominion.
Purdue.
Cincinnati versus Iowa.
Cincinnati.
Okay, wow. Tennessee versus Colgate.
Tennessee.
Okay, let's go to the West. Gonzaga versus FDU or PV?
Gonzaga.
Syracuse versus Baylor?
Baylor.
Marquette versus Murray State?
Marquette.
Florida State versus Vermont?
Florida State.
Buffalo versus ASU or SJU?
I think my local team, the Bulls, will come out on top.
Texas Tech versus North Kentucky.
Texas Tech.
Nevada versus Florida.
Chomp chomp, go Gators.
Gators win. Michigan versus Montana. The Grizz. I like their logo.
Little known fact, my dad is a diehard Montana football fan, but I still will pick Michigan to win.
Michigan wins. North Carolina versus Iona.
North Carolina. We're moving to the South.
Utah, that's Michael Jordan's team, guys. Utah State versus Washington.
Oh, Utah State.
Wow. Auburn versus New Mexico State.
Ooh, hot. Melissa, I'm going to still go with Auburn.
Kansas versus Northeastern.
Kansas.
Iowa State versus Ohio State.
Iowa State.
Houston versus Georgia.
Houston.
State. Houston. Wofford versus Seton Hall.
Wofford.
Wofford, number 7. Seton Hall was a dark horse not too long ago, right?
They've been in a lot. They had a great year. When they're so kind of conference, they probably would have gotten even if they didn't win.
Kentucky versus Abil Christian.
What?
Kentucky versus Abil Christian or Abil. I don't know.
Abilene Christian. Yep. I'll go Kentucky.
Okay. Let's go to the round of 32. Duke versus UCF.
Duke.
Liberty versus Virginia Tech.
Oh, so I'm going Liberty.
Liberty goes to the Sweet 16. Belmont versus LSU.
LSU.
Louisville versus Michigan State.
Michigan State.
Okay, let's go to round of 30. Okay, to the South. Virginia versus Ole Miss.
Virginia.
Oregon versus Kansas State.
I'm just going to go Oregon.
Oregon keeps going. Villanova versus Purdue.
Purdue.
Cincinnati Boiler versus. Rock. Oh, Purdue. Okay, Purdue. I got Purdue. Okay, Cincinnati versus Tennessee.
Cincinnati.
Wow. Upset. That's an upset. Gonzaga versus Baylor.
Gonzaga.
Marquette versus Florida State.
Florida State.
The Buffalo versus Texas Tech.
Buffalo.
You said Florida State over Marquette, right?
Yeah.
Florida versus Michigan. Wow, that's a rivalry.
Wow. Just like the Gators beat them in a Peach Bowl, let's go Gators.
Gators keeps going. Wow. What I see so far is the Ducks and the Gators and Liberty going too far in. North Carolina versus Utah State.
North Carolina.
Auburn versus Kansas.
Auburn.
Auburn upsets a basketball giant. Ohio State versus Houston.
Iowa State.
Ohio State. Wofford versus Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Okay, let's go to the Sweet 16. Duke versus Liberty, the match everyone's looking at. Been waiting for.
Well, it would be exciting to watch that in San Diego, but it would probably be painful at the same time. But I'll say Duke probably.
Duke wins it. LSU versus Michigan State.
Oh, what a fun matchup that would be if that happens. LSU.
Interesting. The SEC's doing well, according to Ryan. Virginia versus Oregon.
Virginia
comes through. Purdue versus Cincinnati.
Cinderella's die, Santiago.
Yeah. Purdue, Cincinnati.
Purdue.
Ooh. Okay, Gonzaga versus Florida State.
Gonzaga
is pretty good out here. Buffalo versus Florida. This is the matchup. This is a family matchup.
I go UB, horns up.
Buffalo?
Yeah.
Whoa, interesting. North Carolina versus Auburn.
North Carolina.
Okay, the True Blue wins. Ohio State versus Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Okay, now we're going straight to the Elite Eight. Duke. Hold on. We said Duke LSU, right?
Yep, it would be Duke and LSU, yeah.
Duke versus LSU. Who you have?
Duke.
Virginia versus Purdue.
Virginia.
Okay. Gonzaga versus Florida State. No, sorry. Gonzaga versus Buffalo.
Gonzaga, yeah.
North Carolina versus Kentucky.
Oof, what a blue blood matchup. North Carolina.
That's going to get messy. Okay. So the final, you have Duke versus North Carolina. No, sorry. Final four. Duke versus Gonzaga. Sorry.
They beat him once. I'll beat him again. Let's go Gonzaga.
Gonzaga, wow. That's an upset. Well, I don't know, because Zion's been injured.
I think in our little group we have going to San Diego, I picked Duke to win in that matchup. But here, I feel more I think about it, I feel more like for Gonzaga. So.
You have time to switch it off a little bit. Virginia versus North Carolina.
North Carolina playing too good.
Wow. So the final is Gonzaga versus North Carolina. Who do you think will win? And what's the score?
Gonzaga is 73-69.
73-69. Wow. You know, it's funny because I've been hearing Gonzaga a lot. They've been talked down on for a while. Then people are picking Duke. That's the talk in North Carolina. But what do you think Gonzaga is going to do? You think they're, half deaf? Do you think they're able to take this easily? Or do you think they'll have some close ones?
Well, as a Gonzaga fan, yes, I do have a biased opinion. But I've also, at the same time, watched every single minute of their games, and they're so balanced. They have five people on the court that can score. They're elite defensively. And I think, they basically stunk up the joint, in their final against St. Mary's. I'd never seen them play like this. It was lackluster. So I'm hoping that was just a major wake-up call, not, what the norm is. If that's the norm, then, they probably will make it out of the first weekend in Salt Lake City. But I just love how deep they are and how, that Brandon Clark, newcomer of the year, blocking school record and block shots in just 1 year. So that's how, great defensive player he is. But, anything can happen, it's Mark Santiago.
Yeah, it is. Do you think Zion's healthy?
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, what a display in the ACC tournament. There's just something about that team, they can either be magical or, just mediocre. If Zion does go out again, it's definitely you think they have zero chance of winning. But with him, he's such a difference maker. Once in a million player. Believe me, Santiago, the biggest thing in basketball is, I think, May 14th, and that's the NBA lottery to see who wins the right to draft them.
Which is most likely the Knicks, isn't it?
As of right now, yeah, but you don't discount the Cavaliers or the Bulls or the Suns, so.
Oh, wow. You got forcefully to lose these games. That's a tough mentality to think about. Let's move on to the NFL. What are your thoughts about Fitzpatrick going to the Dolphins?
It looks like they're trying to tank a little bit, Santiago. Or they're probably drafting their quarterback up this year. I'm not quite sure what the logic is. I understand training Ryan Tannehill. You got a new coach. So, basically a new coach wants time. And the best way to allow more time is to get a new quarterback. So.
You think Fitzpatrick, potentially could give him 6 to 8 wins? Or you think they're going to tank on purpose?
I think they got still a pretty good roster, Santiago. I think they're going to be back to mediocre. Anywhere from 6 to 8 wins is probably where you're going to find them.
Exactly what is going to happen. What do you think that the Broncos are going to do for the draft?
I've seen, looked at people who know what they're talking about, and anywhere from taking a quarterback, to, filling, more holes on the defensive side of the ball. I think, we definitely, unfortunately, there's no really high-rated offensive lineman. I could definitely see us loading up on the offensive line later in the draft. We got to fill up the another secondary role. When you're drafting 10th, you obviously have lots of holes to fill, I don't think any moves they make, and the moves they made so far are probably going to turn them into a Super Bowl contender, but maybe a playoff contender. I do like Joe Flacco the more I think about it, veteran presence, but obviously they got the eye on the future.
Cowboys are in trade talks for his Dolphins' Robert Quinn. What are your thoughts about that?
Oh, it's going to happen, Santiago. He's already in Dallas, so it's just a matter of
He didn't waste his trip, right?
Unless he's going to see the Bowling Hall of Fame in Dallas, Santiago, I think, he's probably, there to sign a, take a physical. But
it's going to be quite something else.
Yeah, they got some issues with contracts with their rushers, but it's a good move if it works out. Dolphins won't get much for him, probably a mid to late round pick, so.
Let's move to the NBA. What are the chances for Lakers to make the playoffs? I heard it's 0.01%.
I mean, that's probably about legit, when LeBron's taking nights off Santiago, it's all over. They had a window. What happened is a mystery, Santiago. LeBron, Christmas night, but is a highlight, you know, the mountaintop of the season for the Lakers. They're in fourth place. They just humiliate the Warriors at home on, you know, Christmas night. But, you know, LeBron hurts his groin. He missed his 19 games and this season never got back on track. You know, the trade debacle where LeBron himself is pretty much trying to orchestrate a trade to get Anthony Davis here while isolating members of his team where he's trying to get rid of them. So chemistry just hasn't been right. It's probably going to end up with Luke Walton losing his job.
Not a smart move Magic Johnson, you know, is burning out those rumors. Never have those talks. If the team's doing good, leave it out how it is. The Spurs are in a 9-game winning streak. Are they a force to be reckoned with?
They are always a force to reckon with. As a Dallas Mavericks fan, I cannot stand the San Antonio Spurs. But at the same time, I respect them. I think they play hard. Greg Popovich is a heck of a coach. He always adapts to the NBA. I don't think he likes the way the NBA is going and the way the playing style, but, you know, he adapts his coaching style to that. They're getting a lot from a lot of different players. And as good as the Warriors or the Rockets or the Blazers or the Thunder, probably not, you know, in the 7-game series. But they will definitely make life tough. You know, I can see them upsetting one of those teams in the first round, not the Warriors, but I don't think they'll play the Warriors in the first round. But I don't think they'll make it through two series. I don't think they'll make it to the conference finals.
Spurs are right now going to play the Trailblazers in the playoffs, but obviously we still have a few weeks left, right?
Not much, Santiago. Probably no more than 12, 13 games left for the teams.
Who would take first, Warriors or Nuggets?
If they're motivated enough, the Warriors should take it. They just are. This is not a great regular season for the Warriors, I don't think, Santiago.
Something's happened internally.
You know, as a Miami resident, you probably can see a lot of, you know, LeBron's last year in Miami in the Warriors. You know, you can see this team kind of being tired of the regular season. You know, there's this cloud over this team, you know, who's going to be back next year. And they're going to pull together for the playoffs, probably. So they definitely win the championship for sure. Because, you know, when you won championships, you know, you got veteran players. They're ready for the playoffs, you know. And they kind of show their age, you know, when they show up for big games. But, you know, a lot of these games, they might win, but they just don't look like the same Warriors right now. Even with, you know, Cousins playing well.
One of the biggest tweet buzz we're getting today is former Alabama player running back Derek Gore ran a 4.5 the 23 reps on the bench press and didn't drop a pass during the individual work during the Warhawks pro day. He's going to be a steal in the draft for a team needing a running back. You think Derek Gore has a good chance to get picked up early?
I'm not too familiar with them. You know, I've heard the name, but, you know, I haven't watched them too much. But
from Louisiana.
I suppose, you know, name to remember, you know, the running back position is unique in the sense of, you know, a lot of times, the most impactful running backs come from places you never heard of. I mean, not many people knew who David Johnson was, you know, in college, you know, and until all of a sudden he gets on somebody's fantasy team and he racks up points, you know. And you're always looking for diamond and rust and running backs because they're short-lived and, you know, they come and they go.
Running backs are scarcity sometimes. Ready for some game predictions?
Let's do it, Santiago.
Philadelphia 76ers. This is NBA at the Charlotte Hornets.
Charlotte, you know, I guess they both need it, but Charlotte needs, you know, to stay in playoff contention here, you know. Talent-wise, you know, with Embiid coming back, they're definitely playing better, the Sixers, so I'm going to say the 76ers.
Houston at Atlanta.
Atlanta's a fun team to watch. Another team who probably won a little too many games to be in the fully in the Zion, you know, race, but, you know, they struggle to close out games, but a fun team to watch. But I'm going to go with Houston.
Golden State at the Minnesota Timberwolves.
another team, you know, they just haven't played up to the potential. You know, I'm not quite sure what they're going to do in the off season, but I'll go with the Warriors.
Indiana Pacers versus the L.A. Clippers.
You know, Pacers played a tough loss last night against the Blazers. Clippers playing pretty good. Let's go with Clippers.
NHL, Boston Penguins at the Islanders.
Boston Bruins?
Yeah, Boston Bruins. What did I say? Boston Bruins?
Penguins.
Awesome.
Thank you. Let's go Boston Bruins.
Boston Bruins, yeah. Wait, no. It's not the Bruins. Hold on. What's the name of the team?
The Boston Bruins, yeah.
Oh, okay. The Penguins are in Pittsburgh. That's right, the Pittsburgh Penguins. One of the
Pittsburgh
few.
Penguins, so let me tell you this. The Pittsburgh Penguins will beat the Carolina Hurricanes tonight.
Well, that's all we have for the predictions. I think the March Madness bracket looks pretty good, pretty fair. Obviously, you know, you name a few, I guess, Cinderella dark horse teams, but nothing surprising from your bracket. I guess Buffalo is your Cinderella team going deep.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, but to me, they're not a Cinderella team because I watch this team a lot. They've won 31 games, you know, and I don't think they're too much of a Cinderella team, but the rest of America might be unfamiliar with them. But it's March. Anything happens, you know, everybody from, you know, Sunday to Thursday, everybody's an expert. Everybody fills out a bracket. So once the ball tips up 12:15 Thursday, you know, it doesn't matter. It's fine. You know, you sit back, you relax, and you see, you know, magic happen.
What are the chances for anyone to predict the bracket perfectly? Obviously, no one has done it ever in history, but what are the chances?
Oh, very, very small.
Yeah, I know. There's always that one or two teams that just mess it up.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's just no way. Like, it's just, yeah. I mean, I'm surprised, you know, with all the brackets ESPN produces every year that they don't get a chance. You know, when you get to what, 20, you said 20 million people or something, 20 million brackets have been up there.
Yeah.
It's just so hard because it's like one bad game, you know, one surprise, you know.
It can happen. Maybe a shot. Well, Ryan, how can people reach you online?
Probably, you know, the best is the Mad Dog Report on Twitter, you know. San Diego, I am heading up to Columbus, Ohio on Friday. I will be at the first round of the NCAA tournament enjoying some basketball.
Nice. Will you be tweeting on behalf of the sportscast?
I would love to live tweet, you know, some big thing. You know, I'll be seeing Cincinnati and Iowa, you know, Tennessee, Colgate, UNC, I think you said that, Washington, and Utah State.
We could have given you some press passes.
What?
We could have given you some press passes.
Ah, that would have been nice, Santiago.
Next time. Maybe it might not be too late. We'll see.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, Ryan. Thanks for coming on to the Sportscast. Guys, March Madness is this weekend. The biggest tournament in March, actually. I mean, there's nothing else going on this month, but definitely seeing one of the best future NBA stars. Great talent, you know. College basketball, as we can say, is very authentic basketball. You know, there's no money involved.
What do you think about? This is totally off the subject. What do you think about Greg Berhalter's first game coming up with all the players available?
No, you know, yeah, it should be good. You know, it's Ecuador. Should be a good match. Obviously, you know, we should win it. But obviously, the proof is in the pudding. I like to wait till like the big tournaments or the qualifying matches. But yeah, it should be a good one. Ecuador, not sure what their generation is looking like. I guess they're a fair team, but we'll see what happens.
That should be fun. Yeah, with a little other sports for other people who may not be March Madness lovers.
Exactly. Well, Ryan, I appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.
All right. Thank you, Santiago.